This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Moscow appears ready Wednesday to annex a swath of Ukraine, releasing what it called vote tallies, showing support in four partially occupied provinces to join Russia, after what Kyiv and the West denounced as illegal sham referendums held at gunpoint. President Vladimir Putin could proclaim the annexation in a speech within days, just over a week since he endorsed the referendums, ordered a military mobilization at home, and threatened to defend Russia with nuclear weapons if necessary. The Russian-installed administrations of the four Ukrainian provinces on Wednesday officially asked Putin to incorporate them into Russia, which Russian officials have suggested is a formality. European companies are ramping up security around pipelines, and energy prices are climbing again as the suspected sabotage of two pipelines that deliver natural gas from Russia underscored the vulnerability of Europe's energy infrastructure and prompted the EU to warn of possible retaliation. Some European officials and energy experts have said Russia is likely to blame for sabotage, while others cautioned against pointing fingers until investigators are able to determine what happened.
The Germans have sent naval vessels to the region. The Danish military is also there. But I think they have to wait until the pressure in the pipelines drops and until the bubbling gas escapes to the ocean surface before they can do much more investigation at the pipes themselves where the leaks are taking place.
VOA's Henry Ridgewell in London on Wednesday. You can hear more at Flashpoint Ukraine. Just look for the podcast.